Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And how did it get to be the last week in August? Who can answer that question for us?
I don't know. TikTok.
Oh my goodness gracious, guys, such a big moment. You know, this is such a big moment that we actually sent out an extra e-card with tons of information in it Friday afternoon, because there is that much going on. And today we're going to talk about how you can navigate the inner matrix of your divine presence to really succeed during this moment. And I'm just even blown away, because next week is the September prediction show. Later this week, look for our September video being posted. It's just a big moment.
It absolutely is a big moment. You know, one of the things that's important to recognize is that life keeps happening. And the happening will vary according to your quality of your consciousness and where your attention is focused. So today we're going to be talking about navigating your inner matrix. And hopefully that raises a question of, what is my inner matrix and how do I navigate it and why?
Well, and not only that, can you jump into the queue? And the answer is yes, please do. Now, right before we went on the air, we had actually had all the lines filled, and then I guess a line dropped. So that means call right now, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Call in, get in the queue. Let's get those mini soul readings, those conversations, and those beautiful connections going. And this really brings us, you know, I would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about what's transitioning this weekend, because this is a huge moment. This has been, I want to go back and talk a little bit about last week's energy, because last week's energy was miraculous. That's the only way I can say it. You know, we were encouraging you, if you listened to last week's show, that it was really about connecting the dots, about taking that time to look at the everyday miracles, taking the moment to go, okay, this is happening now because X, Y, and Z has happened in my past or present experience, but you were giving yourself the blessing of really honoring those connections, of bringing those dots together.
When we start seeing the connections, what we're seeing is that which is in flow. You know, when we recognize patterns, when we recognize how we might have had semi-conscious intentions and wishes and actions that are driving us in a certain direction, when you really start connecting the dots, what happens is we're detaching from being fused with the story, and instead we're a little more transcendent, noticing how the story is unfolding.
Yeah, very much so. And this is all really beautifully shared in detail with diagrams and illustrations in the article series we've been posting. And guys, sincerely, with all of our heart, go to shriankira.com right there on the homepage. And right next to the August Revelations video, you'll see text that says, click here for the articles, or just go to the article section and find them. But this is a moment, because August is transiting closing energy this week, and all of us are already on the bridge to September. It's already happening. As a matter of fact, as we speak, we're still in this full, huge moon energy that we've twisted now, not twisted, we've kind of shifted into Virgo. We're really releasing the Mercury retrograde. The Saturn and Mars energy is still out there. And so it is extremely important to navigate this time by claiming the energy, and I'm going to use the word again, of everyday miracles.
A miracle is that beautiful occurrence that happens outside of linear progression, linear time, and things just, when things click. And so often people say, hey, I'm in the zone. Things are clicking. You know, it feels like Lady Luck's on my side, you know, whatever that's.
Yeah, but you know, in order to feel that, it means that you also have had to let go of the illusion, right? Because the illusion is doing its best to tell you all the things that aren't real. And guys, remember, what has August been about? August, as we move into this final week of August and we really start navigating our inner matrix energy, and we have so much to share about this, what's happening is that the ego is, and I pray for all of you, finding a new sense of stability in its happy back seat, in its car seat experience with the juice box and everything else we talked about earlier in the month. How has your ego dance been this month? And again, please, with all of our heart, go read the articles, sriandkira.com. Part three of that series will be out next week. We're releasing it just after September 1st. So you're going to want to look for the final part of that series next week. And this is about that support. It's about recognizing that we are all in a moment of resurrection through remembrance. And remember that, guys, the resurrection energy is only appearing through remembrance. So if you're denying, if your ego's in the car seat, or excuse me, if your ego's not in the car seat, it's hard to have true remembrance, because the ego plants false memory. The ego plants false reality is one
way
to say
that. It starts making fantasies as if they're real.
Yes.
And you're certainly.
And justifying them.
And this is how there can be, quote, different versions of truth out there, because what you have is egos gone wild. You
know, I think that was a video series.
But an image came to me as you were sharing, and how many of you have that image in your memory of the little chick pecking its way out of an egg, you know, the birth of a baby chick. And that birth, you know, it begins with one tiny little crack in the egg.
Exactly. Just that, you know.
And that eggshell was the guardian. You know, the eggshell was keeping everything safe. Well, that is kind of a metaphor for the ego, because the ego is a shell. It's an interface between you and the outer world, and between you and your self-consciousness, because outer. And so when we get a little hole in the ego's shell, we begin to let in some light.
Woo! Yeah.
And so you could just imagine that little chick is like your soul coming through it to recognition.
You know, I agree with that. And it's one thing I really want to also, as you're sharing this, Sri, what really comes to me is that moment of, it's like you're bringing yourself out of the void, right? The chick is coming out of the dark into the light.
Yes.
Same thing with a butterfly. You know, when that chrysalis comes in around the beautiful caterpillar, when it breaks free as a butterfly, only the butterfly can do that for itself. If you try to help it, you will kill it. And I'm bringing this up because only you, my angels, only you can bring you through your deepest, darkest moments. No one can bring you through except yourself. Now, having said that, you can prepare for those moments by having quality things around you, by making sure that you really have yourself prepped for those moments. Because the illusion is when everything's running well and we're feeling good and everything's clicking, we tend to dismiss that there will be moments in our lives when it might not feel that way. And that's the moment when you want to prepare.
Well, absolutely. And part of that preparation is maybe friend, or having a spiritual book, or having something
absolutely
that takes you
an
out
altar
of that dark night.
Yeah, do you have a sacred altar that brings you joy?
An altar or practices. Because what happens is, even though you might say, oh, my friend helped me, no, what the friend did was call forward in you the strength or courage to move.
Yeah.
To make the change that was needed to see things differently, but you still did it.
And you know, we are in an energy moment right now as we're moving into September. And this is why we sent out the bonus e-card on Friday, because we were so, we with all of our heart, we just wanted to invite you, take advantage, because that type of energy is actually transmuting, or not transmuting, that's the wrong word. It's actually kind of transforming itself between last night, Saturday, the 25th, and into today, the 26th and 27th. So this is a rare moment, and it's a beautiful moment where these alignments are coming together, where you can really harness all of these points of light from your past, your present, And you can call them in from the future. This is that multidimensional experience to set your bona fide miracles into action this very minute.
So when we talk about the matrix, this is part of that. When we start connecting the dots, when we start noticing the synchronicities in our life, we start noticing the miracles, what happens is our consciousness begins to go, wait a minute, I see how there's an unfolding at work.
Right,
I see that
right.
there's something flowing here, which was beyond my earlier recognition, which therefore it's miraculous.
Yes.
And that's part of the matrix, part of the recognition that your way of being in the world has a certain structure to it. It might be a chaotic structure at times. It might be emotionally driven or brainiac driven or whatever qualities you lead with from your personality. And behind that is the soul, which is kind of orchestrating energies so that the personality self can find its lessons.
Yes.
And opportunities to relax.
Yes, yes.
So the matrix is a web. We all have one.
Yeah, yeah, we do. We do. And, you know, I have to giggle because even though it seems like it was just yesterday, but it was back in the 90s, right, when the very first Matrix movie
came out. The Matrix,
the very first one. And, you know, we really are. It really hit. And I think the reason that it hit and the reason it's been staying out there and people really still find it relevant all the time is because it was really a beautiful representation of the illusion. Right?
Yep.
It was the illusion and the world of experience. We are in this world of experience, and the world of illusion is really trying to get your attention. And this is why the August adventure was about understanding the difference, viscerally gifting yourself with the opportunity to really take that ego, love it, put it in the car seat and allow the soul to come forward. And this is why navigating your inner matrix is such a beautiful, beautiful gift, because there's so many things that make up our inner matrix. And not all of them sustain our awakened presence. Some of them, quite frankly, do just the opposite. Like something that we talk about. And if you want to learn a lot more about how to do this, go to sriankira.com and underneath Yoga of Self-Ascension or Ascension, Living in Ascension, there is a home study tab. And just right there under Yoga of Self-Ascension or under Art of Ascended Living, click on the home study and learn about navigating the inner matrix. Because part of that inner matrix, and I'm going to use the word a strong part, Sri, is when it tries to activate what you and I have coined as a life script. And we actually have a whole huge section on this in navigating the inner matrix.
You know, the matrix that we're referring to is multi-layered. And one layer of that is the egoic self. So I want to say that when we consider what is the structure of your consciousness, without getting heady or analytical, let's just say there are default emotional orientations and there are your hopes and dreams and your soul recognition. So from the standpoint of the default, there are scripts in our structure that are self-defeating because they're based upon limiting beliefs that were brought in when we were very young. And that's important to recognize that you've inherited some limiting beliefs into your consciousness and you just accept them because they've been there a long time. So what happens? They're going to continue to run like a software program every minute until you step up and choose how you want to orient your consciousness. And that takes commitment, that takes tenacity, and that takes a spiritual orientation. You know, to work with the energies of your psychology and your emotions is more than a self-help thing. It is a spiritual focus that says, I am greater than these perceived beliefs. I'm greater than my default hang-ups. I'm greater than my default preferences. I am something beyond that.
Whew.
And as soon as we just begin to lean into that truth, we're able to exercise a degree of freedom that was previously unavailable.
Well, and that is how we navigate the inner matrix with spirit. because we navigate our inner matrix through our ascended presence when we are able to really let go of that which is not from our ascended presence. And the ego is, you know, we've said this over and over again, it is a wonderful, beautiful gift. And that wonderful, beautiful gift is also a manifestation of the third dimension exclusively. And this is why when we anchor into our multidimensional selves, we get the rare gift of being able to witness the witnesser. Now, if you were on our newsletter list, and if you're not, get on it. That way you can get all of these powerful updates. We often send out weekly energy updates. We do a lot more, of course, here on the shows, but there was a graphic we inserted, and we're also going to be putting this graphic in the September, the big September newsletter that'll go out next week. So make sure you join the newsletter list before then. But here's the key. With all of these multidimensional portals that are open and this anchoring of multidimensional existence, remember, 2018 has been this kind of year out of the cycle. We have been in the ascension escalator, the years between 2015 and 2022. Of those years, this year right now, 2018, will be the year people will point back to. This is the anomaly. This is the year. And so you always want to be keeping a much broader wide angle lens. That's how you navigate this really successfully. And simultaneously, during this year, every being on the planet, without exception, there isn't anyone that isn't going through this. Whether they're conscious of it or not is a whole other issue, but everyone's going through it. And that is your energy field and your physical body are adjusting to multidimensional influence and adapting to multidimensional experience. Now, what does that really mean? Well, let's imagine it this way. Imagine if you drew a little circle. And that circle represents Earth or the third dimension. So if you want to kind of have fun with us right now, draw a circle. And in the middle of it, put a three. It represents the third dimension. Now, draw another circle around that. And we're just, for the sake of doing this easily, going to make that the fifth dimension. So put a five in that one. Draw another circle.
Even bigger circle.
Even bigger. So we're getting bigger and bigger. We're just going to do this one and one more just so you have enough room on your paper and make that the seventh. Put a seven in there. And then do your final circle, and that's the ninth. Now, the dimensional experiences are going bonkers, all right? And I mean, just in the, as an off note, while I have been here recuperating from my very extensive knee surgery, I am now, 3 weeks without being able to walk. And I still have another full week before they allow me to even start. And the blessing of this has been this extremely deep anchoring and connection with the cosmic blue Essene through the blue starborn. And they have been emitting 33rd dimensional frequencies. And I guess I should just, as a side note, share and have requested to speak to the entire planet New Year's Eve. And that's got me humbled and a little nervous you know, kind of like, oh my God, because Sri and I stopped doing public installments 2 years ago because it was just too hard on my body. But I'm trusting and we're trusting that this is going to be a beautiful, effortless installment. We are going to be broadcasting live New Year's Eve, guys. So you're going to want to get on our newsletter list, go to SriandKira.com, go to our events section, get on the list to learn how you can be part of that broadcast. And if you want to be here live, we still have a few places left. Check that out while you're there as well.
So back to the drawing.
Exactly.
You've got your circles that represent these dimensional zones. And they're
energies.
They're kind of overlaid.
Right.
One of the things nice about this, these concentric circles, is you can see that the fifth, the seventh, and the ninth dimensions are bigger or wider.
They're expanding your view, expanding your opportunity. And all of this energy is open right now. All of this energy is open. So here's the key. If you are the active energy in the third dimension, so let's say that you are the active energy in the third dimension, then what you need to look at is when you drew that first circle in the fifth dimension exists the witnesser. So I just want you to write that word because I'm going to explain this to you, because if you can understand this, you can navigate your inner matrix from a much greater ascended perspective, and it assists you to really move through all of the drama, all of the BS. I'm not going to use that word again. I did use it in our video for this month, but you'll be able to really move through all of it. So the third dimension is the active energy of the ego, right? There's another way to describe that.
Yes,
third dimension
it's
is the
density.
Active ego process. It's density consciousness to the max. It's all about that. But in the fifth dimension arises the witnesser, right? Because in the fifth dimension is when you're first able to witness thyself. So you become a witnesser, right? So the energy of fifth dimension is a witnesser. Now let's move up into the seventh dimension. When you are able to, now the way that I do this is when I'm in meditation, I of course go right to the back of the medulla where the medulla touches the neck. And we teach all of this at our events. So those of you coming to our event Beyond Dimensions here in September, those of you coming in December, you'll all learn this firsthand. But when you open up the medulla and feel your higher self literally lift you up, it's like you suddenly feel, I always give the example 22 feet tall. Like I know when I've gone into my fifth dimensional presence, because it's like I'm witness, it's like I'm looking back down at my events happening in my body of form. And then you go to again. So imagine it's almost like that. What was the DiCaprio movie? The Dreamer.
Inception.
It's almost like Inception, guys. You're doing it with your soul, right? And so from the fifth dimension, I consciously connect with my fifth dimensional overlay body and I do it again. And that's how you lift into the seventh dimension. Now in the seventh dimension, you are witnessing. So write that down. Okay. Third dimension, dimension of the ego. It's the me, right? It's density consciousness. Fifth dimension is where you become aware that you are the witnesser, right? In the seventh dimension, you are witnessing the witnesser. Is that so cool? You see it? You see how this is happening, right? And then, guys, the portal opportunity has ignited, and this is what we're going to be assisting people to really transit and fly through in our workshop. And I suspect that there might be a worldwide ignition coming through that ensoulment New Year's Eve. I don't know. But when you do that one more time and you lift up from the seventh into the ninth dimension, that is where you discover the witness, because that is where you can connect directly up into the 33rd crystalline realms and recognize the soul as the witness that is witnessing the witnesser. So do you see how this works now? And that's why we wanted you to write this little diagram, because when you start navigating your inner matrix with the absolute majesty, and I really want to use that word majesty, of your divine presence, you become free, you become aware, and all of those life scripts, which were all from the third dimension, some of them came forward because of some past life stuff. But when you look at that and you're able to really give yourself this gift, you become illuminated. And that illumination is what will carry you through. Now, Sri, I want to, before we go to, and our lines have been jammed for a while, so for all of you on the phones, hold on. I promise we're going to get to you. I want to read a letter, though, Sri, because this letter is very much about what's going on in this moment. And so let's read this.
Okay. This subject line says, strange physical symptoms.
Woo! How many of you get that one, huh?
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I hope you're doing well. I'd love to request a mini soul reading by phone, but I haven't had the energy lately to even consider that. So I'm writing you instead.
And for all of you that got through on the phone lines, yay! And for those of you that didn't, hold on to that number.
Okay, he continues. The past few months, I've been experiencing strange physical symptoms, including weird muscle spasms, twitches, overall body aches, occasional swelling. On one week, I had zero energy at all, and I was the most tired I've been in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
As well as deep emotional feelings, including sadness and mental exhaustion. I'm not sure exactly what's been going on, but a few friends have felt out of sorts for a while now, too, especially this summer, including bizarre things and events happening. A lot of times I just don't feel like myself anymore, and it's very hard to focus on this physical reality of the 3D. I would like you to shed any light on these symptoms and request a mini soul reading. These past few months have been really confusing and uncomfortable for me. Thank you and much love to you both, Benjamin.
Well, beautiful, beautiful Benjamin. First and foremost, thank you for sharing so eloquently what so many people are going through. How many of you, when we just read Benjamin's letter, went, oh my God, that's my letter? I bet a lot of you, huh? And here's what's important to recognize, that this is a moment. This is why Sri and I have been doing everything humanly possible for us this month to send support, read the articles, watch the videos, go back in honestly and read the entire Living in the Fifth Dimension series. And for good measure, you should always reread lesson 5 of the Lost Books of the Essene. And what's happening, Benjamin, and what you are becoming aware of is that adventure of the ego that is using everything possible to keep you from ascending. When we say yes to rapid growth, and obviously you have, or you wouldn't have written this show, and all of you listening have, or you wouldn't be tuning in, right? So you have said yes. You have said yes to growth. You are aware. And then the density comes forward like a roaring big herd of like wolves going, oh yeah, well, watch what we're gonna throw at you. The key is that when we are able to fully accept who we are and start sending signals of reassurance to the body, this phase, this integration moment will relax. And everyone has been going through this in some form. For some, it's much more extreme. I myself have been anchoring a very another level that I didn't even know existed. And I myself am going through lots of physical shifts with that. The physical body must receive extraordinary amounts of reassurance from your soul presence to feel safe enough to adapt to your growth. And that's what's going on with you, Benjamin. That's what's going on with your friends. When you have those symptoms, you need to have moments of deep, deep love for you and for your body. Cradle your body, love your body. You know, I'll give you an example. Right now, I am unable to walk. I have been unable to walk for 3 full weeks, and I've got at least another week, maybe more. And I'm noticing that there are lots of things that my knees are saying to me. And I notice that there are emotions, and I notice that there are experiences. I'm noticing things that I hadn't thought about in years showing up. And so anytime our body is calling us, it's an opportunity to heal. And no matter where you are on your journey, if you stop and love yourself and invite your body to have its say and hold presence through it, not guilt, not shame, not anger, love your body, pretend you're your body's therapist. Sit there and love your body and let it tell you what it needs to say. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, put a hand on wherever you're hurting and say, tell me what's going on. Put a pen to paper.
And just let the writing flow. Sometimes it's useful to put a question at the top of the paper. The experience I'm having now is, and just let it deepen, because it might start off with the physical and then it'll your inner wisdom will describe the deeper experience.
And don't hold back. You know, you could even start out with something as simple of, beloved body, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me and let it guide you. Remember that all physical symptoms, all of them, are a sign of healing opportunity, all of them. And that healing is well beyond density and density experiences. If we can allow the soul to lead, the body will follow. And that's what August has been all about.
One thing for Benjamin and for all of you, as you're experiencing these ascension energies, these accelerations, there is a great value in bringing more water into your life.
And
talking about floating in water.
Yes.
That could be as simple as a nice deep bath. It could be a pool or the ocean, whatever. But to be able to lean back and float in water sends a signal to your body that it can relax.
Yes.
It also hydrates, it cleanses, and it creates a relaxed emotional orientation. All of these things allow the energies to integrate more quickly and easily.
And two quick things you can do at home that are really simple that you can do anywhere, anytime. Get the biggest cooking pot you have, put warm water and salt in it, put your feet in there, and as you sit with your feet in the water, consciously relax your shoulders, constantly relax your breath, just really consciously relax, 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 and remember that all healing begins at the feet. And so by allowing your feet to float in water and be in the water with the salt, you're neutralizing all of the energies that you have picked up during the day. Anytime you feel free-floating sadness, concern, conflict, put your feet in water. Another quick way you can do this, if you're out and about and you're having a challenge, walk into your closest restroom, turn on the water, put your hands under the water. Don't rub them together. Just put your hands under the water and let the water run over them. And as you're doing that, feel the chakras in the middle of your hands opening up and releasing everything that no longer serves you. And I don't care if you stand there in that sink and let the water run for 5 minutes, but when you're done, take the hands, shake, 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 just shake and shake them above your head. Shake them at your elbow length. Shake them down around the ground. Shake, 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 shake everywhere until they naturally dry, and then rest them at your heart and take in a breath, and you are going to be blown away at the power that that can offer you. And you can do that anywhere, anytime, at work, at school, at home, anywhere.
Absolutely. And it's important to move into these energetic self-care routines.
Yes.
In these times of energy change.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're at the bottom of the TikTok clock.
Almost over. I'm amazed. All of you on the phones, hold on. We're gonna do
all the callers right after the break. So stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones, on this extraordinary, amazing final Sunday in what has been an adventure of August. And here we are together. We are navigating the inner matrix. We are co-creating extraordinary everyday miracles right now. We are connecting the dots, and those dots lead us right here, right now with you. And, you know, Sri, before we go any further, I just want to remind everyone that on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific time, and again, that's Thursday nights, 8 o'clock Pacific time, join us at Soul Mirror. And again, that's just soulmirrorradio.com, and learn about your soul mirror and call in for a soul mirror reflection reading. These are very unique, very amazing, and there is so much happening on the planet right now that the more that you can connect, the more that you can uplift, the more you will discover rapid, rapid growth and stability.
You know, earlier in the first half of the show, you were talking about the butterfly, the caterpillar that's in the chrysalis turning in the butterfly, or the chicken, the egg for that matter. And, you know, I just have to giggle and say, I wonder what they're thinking. the caterpillar.
Maybe they're no mind. Maybe they have that bliss.
They may be. The caterpillar that is stretching and moving through this cocoon. You know, there is a natural process at work, regardless of the part of you that's observing.
Yeah.
So the observer can be going, OMG, what's going on here? I don't feel right. I gotta move. But the actual flow, the process of your evolutionary, your natural evolutionary,
it cannot be stopped.
No, it's happening. And, yeah. And what I'm getting at here is all of those of you that are calling, everybody listening, we together are in an ascension flow.
Oh, yeah.
You can come up with other words if you like.
Exactly.
They say the mind of density cannot comprehend the divine. I happen to agree that the mind of density cannot. However, the energy of your expanded self,
absolutely,
the energy of your soul,
absolutely,
can touch places, spaces, and knowings that the mind cannot comprehend.
The witness.
The witness.
Witnessing the witnesser who is dancing in density. Let yourself expand. You know, when we relax and expand beyond what seems so real, we can smile at what is so not real and allow ourselves the gift of creation experience reharnessed, refreshed, resurrected. And it's all done through remembrance.
And that brings us right back to the navigating the inner matrix.
Exactly.
Because the matrix is there. And the moment we begin to navigate it, we have transcended it.
Yes.
It's no longer a compulsion.
No.
It's simply an orientation or a habit.
Well,
and
it's
from
your
there,
right,
we heal it.
Well, you know, it's your favorite. One of Sri's favorite lines from the first Matrix was when Neo was driving through his old village going, I used to have noodles there, you know, and it is like that. It's like being in your own mini, you know, oftentimes when I'm out in our car or we're driving down into Cuenca from our town here, I feel like I am a traveler from another universe.
It's a movie.
And it is. And I'm just getting to see. I mean, we're very, very blessed because we live here in the Andes Mountains. And truly, when you can, come give yourself the gift of being here. And so it is a movie. But what a beautiful movie.
Absolutely.
And it becomes more beautiful. Your life becomes more beautiful when you realize it's an illusion. And when you realize that you have the power to co-create your story. So what are you creating and how are you doing it? We suspect you're starting to do something pretty amazing, and that's why you're here with us, and we are honored.
I'll tell you what, we're going to run to the phone lines and
connecting with these beautiful people.
So we're going to start at line one, and we'll say hello to Mitchell from Wisconsin.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved
hello,
angel.
Guys. Hello, it's so good to hear from you guys.
And you, my love, welcome.
Thank you. I am so ready for my soul reading. It's taken me a good while to actually call in. I love listening, guys. It's done so much for me in your divine ensoulment. So just thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. And, you know, what's so wonderful is as I'm picking up on your energy streams, as you're chatting, the words wonderful, which is why I used it already, wonderful, and wonder. It's like there's this energy around you, and it's fascinating. It looks almost like a path, but it's very soft dirt, and it's got like these little pebbles in it, but they're all radiant. They don't hurt, but you're walking on it barefoot, and you're like, how come this isn't as comfortable? I'd like this to be more comfortable. I'd like my journey to be just a little more comfortable. And they're saying, don't look down, look up. They're saying, look up, and as you do, you will see what has been waiting for you, and it's right there. And so, Mitchell, my angel, it's right in front of you. It's literally like right in front of you. And I'm seeing you and you're like turning around and going, where? And they're saying, just stop, just breathe and recognize it's right in front of you right now. I also want to share with you that it is no accident. You are on line number one, the first caller we're taking, and it's your first time at the show. You know, all those threes, all those ones, because they're saying that you're there. It's like you've arrived. You are in this one energy. And when we're in the one energy, it means that there's no other, you're ready to do it. You've got everything you need. So just walk forward and let it be more comfortable, Mitchell. It's right here for you. It's not like it's coming. It's not like it's going to be a while from now. I'm literal.
It is now.
I'm very literal. It's right now. And so I love that you got through, and I love you. And thank you for bringing the blessing of you to the show today.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much. Oh, that was just wonderful.
Oh, yes, you are.
Namaste.
We love you, Mitchell.
All right. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, honey. Many blessings.
Oh, well, that's fun. You know, I was, my mind was immediately playing with the wonderful.
Oh, well, and because, the one, get the pun on words there.
Yeah. O-N-E.
Right, and the wonder.
And then one, and uh-huh. then wonder, uh-huh. and then full.
Yeah, hello, hello. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like, you know, wow, I want to be Mitchell in this moment.
I want to be one wonderful.
But, you know, I love that it's all about oneness. And we have so much to share coming up in September about that. But this is the energy that's bridging into September. We're bridging from this authenticity, this adventure, into this sense of union and oneness. And look for our video, guys. We will be posting the September Revelations video hopefully by Wednesday or Thursday this week. So if you're catching us in the archives on Wednesday or Thursday, go over to YouTube, check out our channel, Official Sri and Kira. Better yet, subscribe and check out the predictions, because a lot coming up for September.
Yeah. So we're gonna keep going with our beautiful callers. Let's go to line two, and we'll say hello to Jose from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
We are doing great. It's such a gift to connect with you, beautiful one.
Thank you. It feels the same. I hope that you recover pretty quickly. And I noticed that your enthusiasm has never waned, even as you go through this critical part in your physical body. I hope you recover well and completely.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, my love. I feel your love, and that means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm reading. I want to have a mini soul reading, if that's possible. I've had one 3 years ago, and it really helped me and clear things for me. And I'm hoping that this will do the same.
I am honored beyond belief, my angel. Thank you. Truly. Thank you. Muchísimas gracias. I really do appreciate this. So angel, give yourself this moment. And it's really beautiful. So I'm just going to share with you. I am covered in chills, but they're like these vibrating chills right now. So if it's safe for you to just close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to do that. If it's not, it's okay. I'm also going to share with you, you're going to want to grab this audio in the archives, and you might want to pull the audio of this session for you, because you're getting an attunement. And what I'm seeing is up by your head is this beautiful, they almost feel like golden. It's like a hat, but they're like wings on either side, and they're going way up tall, and they're gold. And you're covered in like this form of armor, but it's not for battle. It's for presence. And I mean, I'm seeing feathers, I'm seeing gold, I'm seeing what looks almost like, I don't know, it's like a deep, deep green, like a body armor, but I think it's made out of some type of crystalline material. And I'm seeing these beautiful sandals on your feet. And here's the message they want you to hear. You are a warrior that is ready. And you have all of your armaments, is what they're saying. But you're forgetting that you know how to create from a higher experience. And so this is why they've put this crown on you with these big golden wings. And they're saying that it is your moment to sit, breathe, relax, and remember. Now, as I'm doing that, I'm lifting up my right hand, and it's like I'm holding a staff in it. And I want you to do that with me. And they're saying, a hand on your heart, a hand on the staff, your eyes in the heavens will connect thee to the Quetzalcoatl energy that has been swirling around you and is inviting you again to fly with those and remember your truth. And so the most important thing in your life right now, Jose, is to call forward this kingly version of you, and to bring that into everyday life by just constantly connecting into this. And they're saying that if you do connect with this at least four more times, there will be much more revealed. And so thank you for bringing that extraordinary attunement in for all of us today, Jose. I bow before you because I appreciate being able to witness your kingly side, and that is an honor. So many blessings, my love.
Oh, thank you very much. I get chills every time you talk to me like that. It's been a pleasure. And hopefully,
yes, it has.
I will get to that place that you're calling, even though perhaps I'm already there, and maybe everybody is already there.
Yes. Yes. Well, you. Give yourself time. They gave you very specific visuals and really begin to see, feel, hear that, my angel, because there's more. There's so much more. Oh, my God, Jose, you are amazing. Thank you for the blessing.
Can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you. I appreciate
you. Namaste. Namaste. Oh, wow. Do you feel that?
Yeah, beautiful. Ooh, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there in our various ascended bodies, there are other visuals. There are other energetic representations.
Yes.
That we do our best to describe in terms that we just talked about, the mind of density can actually accept it in.
Right. Well, and this is part of navigating the density. You know, this is one of the things that I'm so excited about at the Master's Journey in December that we're doing. And for again, those of you that are with us, you'll be able to be here live for the installment as well. And those of you not, remember, it's going to be live stream New Year's Eve. But one of the things that we're going to be doing is really going back and releasing any preoccupations that you might be inadvertently carrying from either past life journeys or soul journeys that could be affecting you seeing the truth of who you are. And when we allow ourselves to connect with the truth of who we are, and I think this is another blessing of navigating the inner matrix, is that there are so many available ways, you know, as we would move through even that diagram we showed you guys, right? The fifth, seventh, ninth, you know, third, five, seventh, ninth. As you start expanding, you see more. And when you see more, you're able to remember more. And the more that you remember, the easier it is for you to resurrect your divine mastery presence into this form now. And that is the height of self-ascension, to remember the truth of who you are while you are still in a body, so that your presence will illuminate others to do the same. A powerful gift and a powerful blessing.
Absolutely. Boy, let's all just take a breath.
Woo, okay.
Say, ah.
No.
I'm going to relax into this body-mind moment.
All right. Our little Shizu just looked at Shri and went, oh, Daddy, that was beautiful.
Yeah, we've got the doggies with us. I'll tell you what, we've got more callers. Here we go. Let's head to line 5 and we'll say hi to Sonia from Georgia.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. I agree with Jose. The enthusiasm is just amazing, and we need it in these trying times. So thank you. I just have to say that August has been extremely intense, from the physical to things coming up to the mind getting in the way, and the, you know, just releasing all of those past fears, those old patterns, and dropping into the heart. It's just, I don't have words to express how incredible every August is for me, but this one is just ongoing. And so I would love to have a mini soul reading and see what the guides, just have a little more clarity, because this morning I woke up and I was almost angry at, I don't know, it was just like, it's constant, this throat chakra blockage. And I've been working so hard. And I don't know. I just don't know right now.
Well, actually you do, because you are such a master. And so first and foremost, my beloved Sonia, bring a hand to your heart and just feel how loved you are. I mean, just as I'm connecting with you, I have tears streaming down my face, because all of these angels are standing around you saying, we love you, we love you, we love you. And it's just so touching and so moving that it does bring tears to my face. The next thing I want to share with you, my angel, is I'm trying to talk with all these tears, is that you are feeling more than yourself. This very day, if you're listening to us live, I suspect a lot of you today have been experiencing free-floating sadness, depression, or anger. There is a powerful energy shift happening on the planet today. And this was why we had sent out that e-card Friday to everybody that was on our newsletter list, because I was so concerned that I wanted everyone to be ready for this. And so, Sonia, Angel, you are ready for this. And these masters that are around you are saying three things. There's saying, number one, we are here and we love you, and take that in and really own that. Number two, they want you to do the forgiveness practice. I don't know if you've already done it, but it is on our website still. Go to sriankira.com. It's on the homepage, about halfway down where you see the August predictions video. Just across from that, you'll see this 7-day spiritual cleanse practice. They said you really need to do it again. It will clear out the final congestions that are inside of you. And last but not least, they're saying, do something that makes you laugh every single day. I mean, something silly, something, and I'm seeing you playing. They're showing me you like a little kid, and you're running on a playground, and you're jumping and laughing and going down a slide and eating cotton candy. And like, they're just showing me all these fun things. And they're saying that those are the three magic keys for you, and that there is a profound aha moment ahead. And it's actually like this week. Like, I see it, I think it's like a week from now, like September 1, which I think is next Saturday. So give yourself this week, go take advantage of that. And I think you're going to be quite blown away and quite delighted. And thank you for being on the planet. You're doing so much good for so many. Remember to do it for you as well. And we love you, Sonia. Many blessings. Namaste. Whew. Well, I don't know if Sonia's still there, but wow, that was powerful. And, you know, I'm just really blown away at everything that's happening on the planet right now. I really am. You know, it's just been such a huge moment, Sri, for so many.
Yeah,
and
yes.
as we're leaving the moment of August that I was talking about, that we have been in this connecting the dots energy. And so if you haven't, with all my heart, no matter when you're catching this show, and sooner is better than later, but I really, with all my heart, sit down and take a moment and notice the way connections have been coming together for you. Notice the ones that have been coming together easily and the ones that haven't.
You know, we have two articles that we wrote this month on
And a third one coming out next week.
They're very much focused on helping you discern the egoic patterns and evolve through them. And this, I'm reminded to share something. As you're connecting the dots, as you are witnessing what's coming into your life, there may be triggers. There may be moments where you witness yourself feeling victimized or angry or such. And then, as we shared in the second article, that this energy transcends into becoming the mentor or the teacher or the healer, and that you begin to realize that these energies that evoke a kindergarten response, the knee-jerk response of feeling like poor me, it can evolve into the sense of, oh, how wonderful that I have an opportunity to serve or to help or to be helped.
Again, this is that witness witnessing the witnesser. And this is why we gave you guys that little diagram. And remember, this is the August adventure. And we have this full week. September shows up next Saturday. Next week, you want to be here. It is the September predictions. And as we go through this final week in August, love your ego, love it in the car seat, love yourself. If you have not done the 7-day spiritual cleanse, we left it up for a reason. Catch up with the articles. It was a 3-part series. Give yourself the support. You don't need to do this alone.
Absolutely. And one last thing is to remember that there is help all around in the inner and the outer.
Absolutely.
Use your breath, use your practices, and trust the journey. It will unfold in a good way.
Oh, absolutely. And beloved angels, I just always default to the mantra of self-ascension. As you're walking through this month, as you're navigating your inner matrix, as you are giving the world the blessing of you being here now, call to yourself. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Use it often. I use it with my 108 Rood Rock Shamala. I can tell you it changes everything for the better.
Beloved listeners, beloved community, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, trust your journey, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.